Okay, we start today.
Marvelous.
A newsman. A marvelous Nishmach Nusagil.
Oh.
Omar Abaye. Rav Amid Beis. A sugya that's going to bring together Hilchos Kiddushin crossed with a different area of halacha always opens up interesting, intriguing possibilities. And this small piece of Gemara, 5-6 lines long, breaks down to two parts. As you saw, there's Abaye's Memra, and then there's Gemara's discussion about Abaye's Memra. So let's take a look together. Amar Abaye, Hamekadesh b'milva eina mikudeshes. B'hanoas milva mikudeshes. Abaye says, in the world of thinking, in the scope of what sorts of items, very loosely defined, items, not even physical items, what could I give as Kesef Kiddushin? What falls within the purview of acceptable Kesef Kiddushin? So Abaye says, well, a milva, and this is very important to know, is just a not even grammar, just lexicography, just to know words. Through Rakash with a milva, that does not work, but the hana of a milva does work. Just to clarify terminology. It's a little confusing because there's the malva and the lova, and then there's the milva. They look obviously the same without nekudas. Malva is a person, and the lova is a person. The malva is the lender, the lova is the borrower. But the loan is that which is loaned is the milva or the halva. So that's a little confusing. It's not mekadesh b'malva. You're not being mekadesh with a banker. You're not giving her a lender as kesef kiddushin. That would raise other issues. But what you're doing is you're giving her a milva. You're giving her, if you makasha, with a loan. So that does not work. But if it's with the pleasure, the hana of the loan, then it does work. Now you saw Rehan in Bekias, and then we saw again this morning, and then Zion of an Olive, there's a Rehan of an earlier Amora, several generations, 3-4 generations before Abaye, Rav, from the first generation of Amoron, Rav already told us, makash with milva does not work. Abaye repeats it. So if I try to give her a loan, that's an abstract idea, giving her a loan. Makasha, if I'm Makasha with a loan itself, so that doesn't work. Very Rav taught us, then Abaye repeats it, but Abaye then gives us a twist. There is a way to Makasha the loan. If you structure the Kiddushin, not as I'm giving her the loan as the Kiddushin, but I'm giving her the Hana'a of the loan as the Kiddushin. Abaye says that does work, Mikudeshas, but there's a catch. What's the catch? It's an Aveira. You're married, but you got married in sin. Nothing sinful about the marriage itself, but what you in being Makadisher through the benefit of the loan, you're getting involved in the world of ribbis. We know, Torah tells us in Bahar and in Kisaitse, that to ribbis or neshech, tarbis, to take interest for a loan, to give interest, to take interest, is a very, very, very severe aveira. It's the topic, it appears in those two places in Chumash, it's the topic of the fifth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, parak Ezeu Neshech, one of the harder prakim in Shas. And the Mishnah at the very end of the parak points out that almost everyone involved is going to violate one or more Isur. The Malva and the Lova for sure, it's not just Aveir for the lender, it's Aveir for the borrower also, even if he's paying interest of his own free will. It's not just if it's usurious, like hideous, terrible rates, even if you're giving very reasonable rates, lower than market value. You say, I'll give you a loan of 1%. I'll give you $1,000, and in a year from now, pay back $1,010. That's very, very reasonable. You're not cheating anyone. You're not taking advantage. But still, Torah says even a small amount of interest is wrong, perhaps because loans between Jews ought to be an act of chesed, or some of other discussion, other suggestions, what the time of the Krah, what's the rationale behind the Easter of interest, but it's clear in the Chumash, interest is aser. Chazal make it very clear that we see this as an unusually severe avera, or it talks about it being almost equivalent to kfira, very, very severe. So the Gemara says that there's ribbis d'oraisa, and then there are lesser levels, various levels, machlok shom how many, levels of sort of knockoff ribbis d'rabbanan. Avak ribbis, haramas ribbis. So the Gemara says, if you're going to, and what is ribbis? I'm paying for the, as Rashi, we'll see in Rashi, agar notar. If I'm paying for the time value of money, I'm paying for the ability to hold on, you're allowing me to hold on to your money, but you're making me pay for it. So I get to hold on to your $1,000 for a week, for a year, and then I have to give it back, but I have to give it back plus. So if we decide that in advance, I'm going to give it back, here's a loan, but you have to give it back plus whatever, plus money, plus items, so then, or perhaps plus services, here's $1,000, pay back in a year, but you're a plumber, you'll do some plumbing work. If anything happens to my toilet over the next year, you'll do it for free. That's ribbis d'oraisa. That was arranged in advance. Kitsutza, it was arranged, organized in advance. When I made the loan, it was with that understanding that I'm going to get some added value back from you. So even though there's nothing backhanded about it, and I'm not taking advantage of you, and it's totally consensual, and below market price, but still, that's an isur d'oraisa, ribbis kitsutza, isur d'oraisa. Okay. So the Gemara here says, well, this is what we call this case. If I'm somehow benefiting, she's benefiting from the loan, but then she's married to me, so that's what? What does the Gemara call it? Haramas ribbis. Not real ribbis, but it's a ribbis type of trick. It's a flavor, it's like a drabanan form of ribbis. So that's what Abaya said. Again, Abaya told us, before you can see how the Gemara handles Abaya, Abaya said, yes, Makash B'milva is no good. But number two, but there's a different case which does work. If instead of that the kesef kedushin was the loan itself, kesef kedushin was some sort of benefit from the loan, that somehow would work. But it's wrong to do it because you're violating some type of ribbis drabanan if you do that. So right away, you look at Abaye before you even see what the Gemara says, how the Gemara analyzes it. Just looking at Abaye, a couple of questions ought to come to mind. What pops to your eye when you look at Abaye? They're both shilas and they're kashas. Things you just want to know and things that are troubling. Yeah.
It's so weird, like, how does something work, but it's usher?
Okay, good. To figure out that. What else? Even more basic. Most basic is, you're a fancy guy. You're asking advanced, which is great. You're asking advanced questions. I have a question to you. The most basic question you want to know is,
you said that the loan needs to have ribbis.
Okay, why is it ribbis? Good. And even more basic. What is it? And? So number one, what's the case? The most basic question is, what is Makash Milva and what's Makash Minos Milva? I mean, the loan, enjoying the loan, that's the loan. A Makash will go with the ring, or the Hanosh will get from the ring. What are these two cases? A. B, the thing that you're asking is, well, why should they be different? If Makash Milva doesn't work, so how, somehow, Hanos Milva, some other case which does work. So what's Makash Milva? Why doesn't it work? And how is Makash Minos Milva different that somehow now the din changes? What are the cases? Why are the dinim different? And then you pointed out the second case also has the complexity of, well, it does work on the Kiddushin side, but in terms of Hilchas Ribbis, there's a Hilchas Ribbis and Hilchas Kiddushin. Hilchas Kiddushin, now it works, but Hilchas Ribbis is still awesome. It may strike a little strange, but okay, I mean, it's wrong to do it if you did it. It will be valid. Much as the Gemara later in the parak says, Rav says, it's wrong to practice Kiddushei Biyah. It's a violation, a severe violation of Snias. So severe that Rav would give Malkus to one who practiced Kiddushei Biyah. It's such a severe violation of Snias, but still effective. It works. You're married. If you have asked us before and should you do it, we'd say absolutely not. Use Kesef, use Shtar. Shouldn't use the Kiddushei Biyah. It's wrong. It's wrong to do, but it's still effective. So that's what that's what Abaye is saying. It's wrong to do Mikash Banaz Milva on a ribbis perspective, but it will be an effective. If you did it, if you asked us before she do it, say absolutely not. You're going to violate Hilchos Ribbis. But if you did it, now you ask us afterwards, you say we have to do a tshuva for having violated Hilchos Ribbis. But in terms of marriage, yeah, you're married. Mikash Milva would say you're not married. You're not married. She can go date whoever she wants to. She's absolutely single. Mikash Banaz Milva, she's not single. You're married to each other. Hopefully that will move forward with that marriage, or are you going to need a get to dissolve the marriage, but the marriage is real? But again, so these questions of what are the cases, and then why the difference in dinim, and also what Ribbis adds also is in trying to figure out what the cases are, so there's added parameters, in trying to figure out, translate what is Mekash Menachos Milva, so we know two things about the case, that it's a case that where Kiddushin does work, and it's a case where it's somewhat us because of Ribbis. That just looking at Abaye before anything else, you already see the Shaila of what are these cases, the Kasha sort of a why are these cases different, to explain the case, to explain the dinim, and already there's some clues. The fact that there's this Ribbis piece, that gives some added clues in terms of trying to nail down what's going on. Yeah.
If you extend the loan but ask for money in return instead of Kiddushin, is that Ribbis Malisa or is that Haram?
That's a good question. Let's take a look at the Gemara. So now let's take a look. So we'll let you. And the truth is, some of you saw the Gemara, some of you saw Gemara Rashi, some of you began to peek in the other Rishonim. So these core questions that again you could ask, and we did ask, just by looking at the Gemara and looking at Abaye's Memra, the first half of the Gemara, are the questions that are going to drive the Gemara, the rest of the Gemara, the questions that are going to drive the Rishonim. Everyone's being driven by. Let's read Abaye carefully. What are the cases, and why these dinim? So let's take a look. So first the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hayanos milva hechidami." What exactly is the case of Hanos milva? The Gemara says it quite explicitly. See, ilay mit the azkifa. Rashi says, "What does azkifa mean?" Now let's actually take a look back. Let's take a look back at Rashi and Abaye. Hamakadosh Milva, because the Gemara jumps straight into the second case. So Rashi tells us a little about the first case. Rashi tells us that what? Makadosh Milva, the Amarli Hiskadshi Li, the Milva Shehilvisi. Marry me with, and the Kesef Kiddush, instead of giving you a ring, it's the loan Shehilvisi, that I have already lent. So what Rashi tells us in the first Rashi? Ready to tell us?
You're not giving her the loan.
Ah, right. The loan already happened. This is a loan. We're not making a loan now. Not everyone's going to agree, but that's what Rashi says. We're talking about a loan that already exists. And who's the lender? The prospective customer. Who's the borrower? Prospective customer, right? So he already lent her money, and now he wants to convert that financial relationship into a marriage relationship. So, and then how does it work? So we said, well, Mikash B'milva does not work. Eina Mikudesha, says Rashi, Dikichim is Te'efra Garina. Why doesn't it work? What's wrong? Because Kesef Kiddushin has to be based on Te'efron, which means, says Rashi, V'yohev Midi B'shas Kiddushin. What's one of the most basic things you see from the Ephron model of Kinyan Kesef is that you gave the transfer of Kesef from the Kona to the Makna, from Avram to Ephron, happened at the time. That was the Kenyan, the moment of Kenyan. It wasn't money that was already given. Avram wasn't saying, oh, well, let the field now be mine, because last week I gave you money. It has to be sometime giving now. That the Kenyan is the giving of the Kesef. So Milva says, Rashi Lahotza didn't know. The Milva is meant Lahotza. Literally, Lahotza means to take out, but what does Lahotza mean in a financial to use, right? For spending. It's meant for spending. We talk about expenses in Hebrew. It's hotzaot. Uchvar hein shalom. The money is already hers. Umo zachem hi chayav eslo. She owes him other money. What's Rashi saying? No, where did Rashi get this idea from? Milva lo tzanit, no? Right? That's what the Gemara says. Rav says that. Now, Rav only talks about Makash Milva, and Rav says, oh, you know why Makash Milva doesn't work? Because Milva lo tzanit. What does that mean? So what Rashi is explaining is that Makash Milva means I'm Makash with the coins. He says to her, look, darling, remember I lent you $1,000 5 weeks ago? And maybe you owe it to me next week. So those $1,000, let them be your Kesef Kiddush. I gave you $1,000, I gave it to you 5 weeks ago. So let those $1,000 be the Kesef Kiddush. Instead of giving you $1,000 now, I have a good with this money, that would work. Kesef. Instead of the $1,000 I gave you, the milva, the matbeos, the actual coins. So Rashi says, doesn't work. Why? He says, well, the Gemara, Rav told us, three generations before Abaye. Rav Rei told Dafim Zayin, Milvah Hotzaninna, because the milvah is meant to be spent, which Rashi says means, Ram has a different twist, but Rashi says it means that as soon as you give someone a loan, he says, she doesn't owe him the original money. Now, the Rashi is saying is, the moment I give you, even if Shitaka still has the $1,000 sitting in her wallet, she hasn't spent it yet. It doesn't matter, says Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. It's not that she spent it. Not Mivlot Sadin, it means she probably spent it. The Arishan would say that. Rashi says, no, it means it's meant, it's Nitan. It's meant for spending. Therefore, the moment she gets it, who owns the money? She does. So Rashi says, just like, let's say you go to a girl walks into your store. You own a jewelry store. The girl walks into your store in the month of March, and she buys a ring. She buys a ring, you sell a ring, she takes the ring, she pays you, she buys a ring. Have a nice day. A week later, you start dating the girl. She happened to be your customer last year. Things go well. Time to get around to June. That's a little fast to move from March to June. From first date to marriage, but let's imagine. So comes June, under the chuppah, you say, darling, harei mekudeshesli with the ring that I sold you 3 months ago. She has a ring that used to, it's in her pocket, it's on her finger, it used to belong to you, and now she has it. Does that work? Does that work? Of course not. Why? Because I gave it to her earlier. It's not mine, not my thing. I have to give it to her now. So that's what Rashi says. It's the same thing. If I lend you money, even if she has the same money, it's not moin, bichlal. That's what Rashi stresses by saying, mos acherim hichayev eslo, she's chayev other money. In other words, even if she still has the same $1,000, when it's time to repay, you can't go to your borrower and say, I'd rather have the same coins back. I'd rather have the same bills back. Though they're mine, give them back to me. You have no right, the lender has no right to ask for that. Even if it's still there, because it's why, Rashi says, because it's not
yours.
How come, right? Because, and here's a key difference, just to clarify,
it's the value versus the actual bills.
Oh, right. I think we may have come across this idea a little bit in the past, but it's worth reiterating. When you use the word loan in English, lending, it can mean one of two things. Or to borrow, even better, to borrow. Very good. A borrower might be called a shoel, or might be called a loave. And there's a world of difference. We use the English word, typically, it's easily colloquial English, either one could be called borrow. I borrow your pen and I give it back to you. I borrow your car and I give it back to you. Or, I borrow money and I give it back to you. I borrow sugar and I give it back to you. When's it a she'ela and when's it a halva? When am I a shoel, am I a loave? They're not all the same. What's the difference between borrowing the car or the pen versus borrowing the money or the sugar? Huh? Yeah.
I didn't
answer the question. It comes back. If I lend you my car, I want the same car back. I don't want a car back. I want the car back. Who owns the car when I lend it to you? I do. You have the rights to use it, but ownership remains vested in the owner. But when I ask, if I say, can I borrow sugar, can I borrow eggs, or can I borrow money, the idea is I'll pay you back in coin. It's not hadra ben, it doesn't come back. So by a love, where you're not returning the same item, the love becomes the owner. But the shoel is not the owner. As a matter of fact, you could have sometimes be a shoel on money. When can you be a shoel on money? I do want the same money back. If I have a coin collection, and I lend my coin collection to a museum for 3 months, they're going to display it, they're going to give it back to me. They can't say, oh, you gave us $20 in coins, here's $20 back. No, I want those coins. You never have the right to spend them. You were just a shoel. It happened to be money, but I didn't allow you to spend it. Because in other words, I didn't make those coins yours, and you owe me now a debt. No. The coins are mine, you have to give them back to you because they're mine. Masha'inikai by Lova, I'm giving you money, the money is yours. I'm giving you sugar, the sugar is yours. You now have a debt to me, you owe me a pound of sugar. You owe me $20. You don't owe me those bills are yours. But now you have a debt to me. That's a massive difference between what we call borrowing and what we call borrowing. She'ela versus Halva. So Rashi says, that's the key point. If I lent her a car, a picadon, she had the right to use my car, but the car is still mine. So then, it's a whole that maybe that does work, because the car is mine. Then we can discuss. And look, I mean, the car, she has the right to use it, but it's not hers. If I say, darling, I lent her a ring. She needed a ring. I had a ring. She needed to wear a ring for a week. So she, a difficult situation at work, a predatory individual. So she, if she looks single, the men are going to start off with her. So she asked me if she could borrow a wedding band. So the man lends, the boy lends the girl a wedding band to use. But he's still his. Okay. So then maybe that's not the whole song. No. She's not the right to suspend it, to get rid of it. It's not hers. So then maybe that works. Mekadesh b'pikadon is very different. But here it's Mekadesh b'milva. It was a loan of the halvah type. That's what Rashi read. Rashi is very, very, very clear. Not all of Rishon Mara is clear. Rashi is very clear. The moment she gets the money, even though she still has the physical, original physical bill, or the original physical coins, it's not his whatsoever. She has a debt to him. She owes him a certain amount of value, a certain amount of money. But she doesn't. He has no longer any connection to these bills, and therefore he says to her, oh, I gave you those coins last week as a loan. I'm a kind of those coins. There's nothing there. They're not yours. They were yours last week, but it's like selling it to her. Now it belongs to her. It's too late to use this kesef kiddushin. Questions? Continue. That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't want to get too involved, at least not right now. Especially since the Gemara is not... The Gemara Mimzayin does raise that possibility. But the Gemara seems determined to insist that Milva is Lahotzah Nit. I think I would say, oh, maybe here you have Machos Tatanam. I'm going to say, no, that Machos Tatanam has nothing to do with Lahotzah Nit. The Gemara seems, the Gemara definitely is arguing that everyone agrees that that Milva Lahotzah Nit. What would it even mean to say Mivulav Otsanitna? Maybe it would mean, at least according to Rashi, maybe it would mean that it remains property of the lender until the borrower spends it. Maybe that's what it means. You have the right to spend it. Once you spend it, that's not mine anymore. But it's not immediate. Certainly, according to Rashi, who says here that Otsanitna means the moment you make the loan, it's gone. Maybe. Yeah, Shia.
If you lend over, say, a 5-year period, you have to factor in $1 million that you gave him at the beginning might not be worth the same.
That's a good question. That's an excellent question. It's a little bit beyond our scope right now, but it's a very good question. Do I have the right, is it ribis if I'm just indexing the loan to the cost of living index? It's going to, I'm lending you the money in 1990, it's a 30-year loan, you're going to pay back in 2020. So maybe I want to pay back in the value of the money indexed to inflation. I believe that that is ribbis. I believe that it is ribbis. That gets involved actually in the parak before Ezav Neshech, which is parak HaZahav, the fourth parak in Bava Metzi, which talks about sort of how you define, that's something we touched on a little bit at the beginning of the year, in terms of the centrality of Kesef. That's really all about, in general, Halacha sees money as the immovable pivot and goods as moving. But it's a bigger discussion. It's a very good question. Yeah?
I have a question. If we're saying Lilda is or Milva or whatever, is like you're paying the actual value. I mean, you're not paying the coins, you're paying the value. And wouldn't it be, why would that be ribbon? I mean, you have to pay the value that he gave you. So the value that he gave you was...
Right, but the value might be defined as $20. So we might say, well, $20 now aren't worth what $20 were worth 30 years ago. Maybe not. Maybe the question is, what's moving and what's steady? Should we say the money's worth less, or should we say the goods are more expensive?
What if you're in a different country?
That's a marvelous question.
We wouldn't say that, like, for that example, we wouldn't say that if you came back in Shalom, you'd pay the same amount. We'd say you'd pay them back.
Paying back in different currency is very, very, very complicated. If you'd like to learn a little more about the complexities of In general, it's a good idea to, as a rule of thumb, it's generally a good idea to try to pay back in the same currency that you borrowed in. Sometimes people borrow, you're in Eretz Yisrael for a while, then you forget to pay back, and then you're back in America, you borrow money and show up pay back in dollars. That does get complicated, because then you may be running afoul of ribbis. You have to start thinking, is it based on the exchange rate then, the exchange rate now, the best or worst exchange rate over the course alone? It's complex, because then you're dealing with multiple types of tiva. I don't want to get...
For here, which is probably more common.
So I don't want to get overly involved. I will say that right now, we're going to focus primarily on the Kedushin side of the sugya. We're going to see there are multiple approaches of Rishon to the sugya. The fourth of which, the way, at least order, we're going to see them, the fourth of which is Tosfos, and perhaps the Chiddush HaRavid, who really build their pshat in the sugya around ribbis issues. So we're not going to look at that now. Maybe if anyone's interested, maybe going forward we can look at that and we can get more involved in the ribbis angle. But for now, I'd like to remain focused on Mubal Al-Tan Nitna and Kiddushin. Yeah. And so far, all we've done is just read half the Gemara. Right? We read Abaya's Memra and we read Rashi. So now we begin to appreciate, and in light, we saw that Rashi is bringing in the Gemara Mem Zayin. And about Milvah Hotzadina. So again, what we see, we'll take another question too. What we saw is, again, Abai raises two cases. Rav's case, in Makash Milvah, he agrees with Rav, no good. And Rashi says, well, Rav already told us why. Milvah Hotzadina. Which Rashi understands to mean, the moment you make a loan, it's not yours. It's not your property anymore. You have no rights to it. She now owes you, she has a debt to you. But the original items you gave, gone. It's like you sold it away, like you gave it away as a gift. Gone. So how can you mekash milva with the original abeyos? They aren't yours anymore. Okay. And then we're about to jump into milva. How about the second case? Rabbi added up. But there is a way to do it. There is a way that would be, not to do it. It wouldn't be right to do it. But there is a way that could be valid. Because instead of it's the milva, it's the hanoas milva. Says, well, that's going to work, but you're going to get yourself stuck in some ribbis drabbanan. So Rashi says, what does that case mean? He says, stay tuned. Hanas Melva Mefarsh Lav Azul. The Gemara is about to talk. I don't have to tell you. Just keep the answers are in the Vayitrinis. Let's learn the next couple of lines of Gemara. One quick question.
Yeah, if it's a good question. Later, whether Melva Mishus Violin or Mishus Loba Kaimim, isn't Abaye passing like one side of
the Gemara Mem Zayin already raises the issue. Rav said explicitly that Mekash Melva is Enem Mekudeshes. Why? Because Milvalot Sanitna. And the Gemara right away jumped and said, well, maybe it's a Machlok Satanon, which not the end of the world, but it means, is Rav taking a stand of Machlok Satanon? And if so, why didn't he say so? And we have to take that into account when we figure out whether we're passing like Rav. And the Gemara is not willing to accept that. The Gemara said, no. There's no we don't have any conclusive evidence. That's what the Gemara says in Mamzayin, right? We don't have conclusive evidence that anyone really thinks that Milva is not Lahotza Nidna. The Gemara definitely seems to be pushing in that direction. No Tanam disagrees with Rav's core concept. Mekash Milva does not work. It doesn't work because Milva Lahotza Nidna. Okay. And now we come. Now we'll take more questions. Let's move on. Then we'll take more questions. And now let's see. So then let's see how we should follow Rashi's instructions. Rashi said we should see the next piece of Gemara. So let's follow instructions. So we understand now. So far we had our question before was what are the cases where why these dinim? So the first case we understand, right? Makashim Beos, the actual item that had been loaned by him to her. That's why Rashi set it up. And okay, Mavalotzanin. So it's not yours to use for a kiddushin. But so they have, well, what's the second case that's somehow better? So if it's not with the actual item, it's with the hana. So the Gemara says, well, Hayanos Mavah Hechidam. What exactly is the case? Maybe it means that you were mazkif. You asked for you had originally asked for more. You had originally asked for Abba B'chamisha. It says Rashi, the azkifa meikara Abba B'chamisha. You originally had expected that I'm giving you four, and when you pay back, you're giving me five. Okay, real ribbis katsutsa, real ribbis daisa. Hashta amar la hiskat shili bizus chamishi. And now he turned around to the girl and said, you know, the loan is going to come due in a week, and you're going to have to pay me. They added 5th zuz as ribbis. I lent you 4 zuzin. You're going to have to pay me back the principal of 4, plus an added, one added zuz number 5, which is ribbis. Instead of zuz number 5 that you owe to me, why don't you, that will be the kesef kedushin. Sounds like I'm being mochel that added ribbis. So the girl says, what? This sounds like real ribbis. Gemara says, "Hi, ribbis malius adami. That's real ribbis." Says Rashi. "Am I currently a rabbis?" Rashi understands the Gemara's question is, "How did Abaye say it's ribbis rabbanon? Ha aramas ribbis is one of the categories. Ribbis rabbanon. This is a real deal. Do a real ribbis here. You instead of getting paid an extra zuz for having made a loan, you're getting a wife for having made a loan. That's real ribbis arisa. That's a real deal." The Gemara says, that sounds a lot more serious than Ha'aramah's Ribbis. So the Gemara says, but oh, Hainu Milva. And number two, why is that any different than Milva, Rashi says, Af ha-zuz hazeh kevar mechuyeves ve'omedes. This zuz, also, like the, just like if I would have said, those 4 zuzin, there's, I'm being makashu with those 4 zuzin, that doesn't work, so I'm makashu with that 5th zuz, she owes it already. It's no different. Number one, this is very much more serious ribbis. On the ribbis side, this should be more serious. And on the kiddushin side, it also shouldn't work. Now, not exactly in the chuyevis v'omedes, because you actually don't owe real ribbis. But Rashi sounds like he's probably saying, it's a little bit difficult language, but presumably Rashi is saying, is it's fundamentally the same as milva. It's saying, the money that you own, but that you owe to me, that's the kesef kiddushin. We already took care of that, doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no! Lo tzricha, the arvach la zimna. You know what happened? It's that I arvach la zimna. I was marviacher some zman. What does that mean? So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Who saw Rashi? What does Rashi say? Right, give me Rashi.
Like time, like you say, rather than paying someone or paying me to extend the time you have to pay me back, I'll just
right, so Rashi says, Arvach lo zimna means I extended, it sounds like the simplest translation of the words, I was marviach, I broadened the zman. You owe me the money, and the due date right now is looming large, you owe me the money in 3 weeks. I say, darling, I'm willing to extend the loan for a year. Darei mikudeshesli, with the hana that you get from the extension of a loan. And Rashi goes on to the thing about the pain. Right, Rashi is trying to explain, what do you mean the hana of that? Rashi says, it's the hana of that. And look, how can we measure the pleasure that you get from a loan extension? How do we measure it? Well, market value, the way we measure the value of things in general. What would people pay for that? Would you pay money to get a loan extension? Answer, sure. That depends how big the loan, how much fun. But if I have a loan of $20,000 due next week, would I pay someone some amount of money to convince the guy to give me until next year? For sure. You wouldn't pay him $10,000. You'd have to pay him $10, $100, I don't know. Okay? There's some market value for that. You would have been glad to pay someone $10 or pay me $10 for me to extend the loan an extra 51 weeks. So you see that the loan extension is valuable to you. You're willing to spend money on that. So I'll give it to you for free. That's the kesef kiddushin, the pleasure you get from a loan extension, which we just were able to sort of apply like a metric to, be able to determine that it has market value, it's worth the pruta, that pleasure of knowing you have more time, you have more breathing, I don't owe the money next week, I owe the money next year, that pleasure is measurably valuable, measurably more than a shot of pruta. So I give you that pleasure is the kesef kiddushin. What does Rashi say? Let's take a look inside. Arvach la zman halva aso. He gave her more time on the loan. Arvallah, his kadshi v'hanazu sha'ata yisno senes peruta la'adam shefeseyakach. You would have been certainly willing to give at least a peruta, probably more than a peruta, to pay someone to convince me, like a loan modification guy, right? To pay someone to convince me to give you more time. You would pay a peruta for that. Oli, or you would have paid me a peruta for that, to get me directly to agree to that. But it's clearly worth a peruta. Okay. So, number one, there's the Kesef Kiddushin. We have to figure out two things. Why is this Mikudeshes? So where's the Kesef Kiddushin? By Milba, there was no Kesef Kiddushin, here there is. And why is it a quasi-ribbis? So the Rashi says, look, there's your kesef kiddushin. It's worth something. I feel agarnater lo dami klal. It's not agarnater. It's not exactly. It's not that I'm paying you for having the money. It's I'm giving it to you, but I'm trying to capture what pleasure do you get from that extension, not the money itself, but the pleasure of it. The impirish lakach mekudesh. If you said so, it works. The harava zumasu dehavu v'lo ribis gamur. Now Rashi moves on to the second issue. So, number one, we said, the difference is, as the Gemara said, I'm not giving back cash with the bill, but not with the actual coins. Those coins don't belong to the man anymore. But if I say, I'm going to give you pleasure by making a loan, I'm going to change the terms of the loan, and the joy you have from that is the kesef kiddushin. The Ran, by the way, says, we've seen this before, the Ran says, we saw this last semester. The Gemara said later in the Masechta, "Schok lafane, rakod lafane." Right? I could be mekadosh a girl with a service rather than with the good. I could dance for her and let the dancing be the kesef kedusha. I'll tell her jokes. I'll get involved with her. I'll help her out politically. That'll be the kesef kedusha. I'll perform a service for her. So here, the service you're performing is you're extending the loan. Raya ledavar, that service is worth money. People would pay for it. Okay, that's just a metric. The fact that you would give a pruta, that shows that this is a service worth money. So shove a pruta. Let's, I'm doing that service for you. And he says, okay, now I understand why I'm not being makasha with the cash. The cash is not mine. But I'm doing a service for you. That is mine. I'm being marviach your loan. I'm extending your loan. Right? So the Ran says, beferish, tzchok lefane rekod lefane. And then Rashi says, how about the ribbis piece? So it is ribbis, but it's not ribbis. Abaye says, ribbis rabbanos. That's a Gemara Shafia. What's the case of ribbis rabbanos? Oh, this works. Why? It's not ribbis gamur, says Rashi. Lo katzla midi, va midi shakal mina. Number one, lo katzla midi. What does that mean? Katz is a technical term. Katsutza means preset. Ribbis, daraisa is only if it's kitsutza. Only if at the beginning of the loan we agreed that you're going to have to give me more. As we said before, ribbis daraisa is when I make a loan, I already tell you, but you have to pay me back an extra 5%. I'm making a loan, but you have to give me free plumbing services for the year. I'm making the loan, but you have to let me stay in your vacation house for a week. So I say, here's $1,000, pay back in a year, but this coming summer you have to let me stay in your place for free. That's ribbis daraisa, because we agreed at the beginning. But if I made the loan with no strings attached, $1,000, good. You pay back $1,000 in a year from now. And then a couple months later, I say, you know, I did lend you that money, so maybe you can give, you know, you're not there anyways, maybe you can do me a favor. Normally you would have charged people for it, but this guy do it for free because I lend you money. That's ribbis, but not ribbis deraisa. Or if you decide, when the loan is due, you say, by the way, here's $1,000, and here's, I'm so grateful, here's $1,100 instead. That's ribbis rabbanan. That's not ribbis deraisa. Because it's not ketsutza. Ribbis deraisa is only when it was agreed upon from the beginning. Part of the original contract. Here it wasn't. It's only happening later. Below midi shakamina. I'm not really, nor am I taking anything physical from her. And now Rashi asks a question which may have been bothering you. Especially if you're feeling a little glassy-eyed. Which is, I said, why are we being so complicated? Arvach lo'simna, in the middle of the loan, I make it more. If you want to have the pleasure of money, there are two simpler ways to talk about it. What are two simpler ways to talk about the hana of a loan? What are two simple ways to talk about hana of a loan? Two simple cases.
Giving her more or saying she doesn't pay back.
Ah, right. Either giving her a loan, I'm lending you money, and the hana that you have, you've been glad to pay someone to convince me to lend you money. So why doesn't it be a loan extension in the middle? So complicated. It's all a beginner end. Either like, I'm lending you money, the hanal you get from borrowing money from me, that's a kesef kiddushin. Or at the end, like Ezra said, I lent you money a month ago, I'm mochel. You're very happy that I'm mochel the money. Obviously, it's worth a lot of money to you. So what if the arba goes in there so, like, convoluted? Rashi says, if that's it, well, we have a simple case. Either hanas of being mochel, or the hanas of making a loan. Right? Either the beginning or the end. If you have a timeline, all right, here's where you lend, and here's where it's due. So you could either spoke about when you originally lent the money, so say, darling, I'm lending you $10,000, and I read the conditions with Hana that you're getting a loan of $10,000. Or to say, we're cutting it off right now. Bang. Done. Mocha. Why are we in the middle? Oh, Avraham loves him. What a funny, complicated case. Who needs it? So what does Rashi say? Nah. We do need it. Rashi says, if you were mochel, and here we come back to where we started. So one thing, let's give a simple case. I'm being mochel alone. The answer is, it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? It would fit the language of Mekash by Noas Milva, but it wouldn't fit the dinim. And this is why I remember how we started by saying, trying to figure out what the cases are, what the dinim are, and that the complicated din here, that Mikudesh is, but it's partial ribis, gives you a lot of parameters to figure out which case works. He says, it's true. If I go to a girl and say, you know, you owe me $1,000, I'm willing to mochel the loan to you, and her Mikudeshly, I can't Mekash it with the money, the money's yours already, but Mekash it with the Hana, the Mechila. Instead of performing a dance for you, I'll perform the service of being mochel your loan for you. She says, that would certainly work. Certainly marry. It's great. I'm giving you, not giving you cash, I'm giving you the pruta, the value of the service of being mochel. That's great. Why couldn't that be? Why didn't the Gemara say that's pshat Abaye? It works because it fits mikudeshes. It doesn't fit the other din, because the other din Abaye said was this is partial ribbis. If you're mochel alone, it's great. It's not lichora, not aser at all. Lichora, fine. Mikudeshes and lichora t'muter. So that's why if you have gone over here and just said, I'm going to be mochel, Rashi doesn't say that would work. But where Rashi is, I think, implying is it would work. But the reason why the guard didn't suggest that is because then that it's not that case Abaye was talking about, because who says there's even a ribbis problem? And presumably also the reverse, if you originally extended the loan, you say, I want to lend you money, I ran mekudeshesly with that hana, that might be, thinking what Rashi just said, that on the other end, that could be ribbis d'oraisa. Because that is at the beginning. That may be worse than ha'arah mas ribbis. That's ribbis from the outset. That sounds like, Rashi doesn't say it befeish, but it sounds like what Rashi is driving at is the reason why the Gemara gives such a complicated case of hanas milva is because Abaye had said this is a quasi-ribbis. It's ha'arah mas ribbis. Not ribbis d'oraisa, but not mutter. So the Gemara says, the case we can think of that fits that is our Rechlozim in the middle. It's not Kitsutza, the loan isn't dead yet. I'm not killing the loan, you're still going to have to pay back, plus marry to me, so there's your Rivas, because you're paying back in full some later date, plus we're being married, but it's not Rivas Kitsutza, and I'm not giving anything physical, so that gets knocked down to our Rechlozim. Okay. So again, there are two issues in play. The Kehilchot Kiddushin and Hilchot Ribbis. So the for Rashi, the critical distinction between Milva and Hanoas Milva, whether it works or not, is that we require is the Kesef Kiddushin, the item itself, the money that I gave you. That we said, what do you mean? So it's an halva and a sheila. But and then the Arba Chlozimna, that specific case. Reason why in the world of Hanoas Milva, we gave a specific case of being marviach hazman, as opposed to the fact that I'm giving the loan at all, or the fact that I'm running to be mochel alone right now, sounds, Rashi doesn't say mefarish, but it sounds like, because we're looking for the case that's going to fit Abaye's second, in, namely that this case is a partial ribbis. This case is a ribbis drabbana. That is Rashi. We're going to wrap things up here for now. So Mishnah tomorrow, we're going to ready to begin to open up. We already saw in Rashi's tremendous amount of richness. In the Gemara, Abaye's Memra, and the Shach of the Tide, the tremendous amount of richness in just a few lines. In the Rashi, we began to pull apart here. Looks like a simple Rashi, a tremendous amount going on. And what he says, as well as what he seems to be implying about why we picked Arvach Lazim as opposed to either of the other two simple cases. This is one pshat in the Gemara. This is one particular pshat, Arvach Lazim. We're going to see other Rishonim have other approaches to Arvach Lazim. Riff will agree. Riff will talk a little more about Rashi. And then other Rishonim will have other approaches. A beautiful Rambam, a fascinating Rambam, and a very, very rich Rashba. So those await us in Rishonim going forth.
Rashi, dear Allah.